welcome Monday Night Football analyst and former Raiders head coach, John Gruden.
John Gruden is highly emotional. He certainly was last November when he came back to the O.co to pay tribute to his former owner, Al Davis. I sat down with John Gruden earlier this week in preparation for the Raiders game against the Denver Broncos. He worked the game for ESPN, and we touched on a lot of subjects, starting with the day he came back to the O.co to honor Al Davis. Tell me about November the 18th of 2012, when you go back to the O.co, you got your black visor on, and you light that torch for Al Davis.
That was just a really unbelievable day for me. You know, not just going back to the Oakland Raider facility and the stadium and seeing some old friends, but just rehashing the global tradition of the Raiders. And that torch and what it signifies, it meant a lot to me. And to share some time with the fans. Those fans at Oakland, they're unlike any others. And I get emotional thinking about it.
I loved your line about Terrell Pryor. He looks like Julius Peppers. You ever see a quarterback this big, this strong, this fast, Jeff?
You know, Greg, when Mike Tirico and I did the Rose Bowl, Ohio State against Oregon, and I went down on the field to see Chip Kelly, and I saw Pryor, and I swear it looked like Julius Peppers. I didn't realize he was that big. But what you did realize is, forget the size and the speed, deep down, underneath all of it, is a guy with a great ambition to be great.
We're going to work every day. We're working. Get lined up faster. Let's go.
Dennis Allen, obviously a young guy learning his way in this league. What have you noticed about what he's done with this team?
I tried to hire Dennis when he was with the Falcons, and Rich McKay wouldn't let him out of his contract, so my friend Sean Payton got him. But what he is a aggressive coach who likes to surround himself with an aggressive group of players, and his scheme is aggressive. And you can see some of the things they did in New Orleans on film now. If they can stop the run and get you in a predictable passing situation, his pressure package is as good as anyone's.
He's got some young guys on that side of the ball, but he's got some veterans, and he's got a guy playing that deep middle now, Charles Woodson. Talk about the evolution of number 24, Jay.
Amazing. You know, when I was with the Raiders, he was a cornerback exclusively. And I can remember him playing really well, but practice was a different story. And I had to call Charles in and I say, look, if you practice better, I'll play you on offense. We started throwing Woodson passes, and I used that as a bribe to get him to practice better. But over the course of the years, he's really matured as a man. He's become one of the all-time greats. And to see him come back to the black hole and finish, I got tears in my eyes when they announced him last week. It was just emotional for him, I know, and it was emotional for his old coach.
You wear that ring that you wore in Tampa, but you're still a Raider, aren't you? I mean, your first job, first head coaching job in the NFL is with the Raiders. You're always going to be a Raider, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. When I first got the head coaching job, you know, I got a dinner set up with the legends. So I go out, I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but I'm there, and Jack Tatum, George Atkinson, there's Clarence Davis, Ben Davidson, Daryl LaMonica, Marv Hubbard, Jim Plunkett walks in, and I'm Fred Biletnikoff, Willie Brown are on my staff, and I said, no wonder Madden won a lot of games with these guys. But, you know, I got chills on the sideline. I really got, you know, I got excited being down there on the field with those guys. I got stronger. I got more confident being around them, and you know, I enjoyed working for Al Davis. I like the mystique of the Raiders, and I like being a part of it.
You and Al clashed, obviously, but you had some great times together. The day that he passed away, and we're coming up on the second-year anniversary of it, what was your thoughts when you heard that Al was no longer with us?
You know, it was terrible. We clashed, but we also clicked. And, you know, we won a lot of games here, and I got a lot better, and I was afforded a lot of opportunities because of him. So obviously, it's a great loss for me, great loss for the Raiders, and a big loss for football. But the Raiders with Mark Davis, they're carrying on. I think they have an image of what this franchise is all about, what they want it to become. And as they always say in the Davis family, the greatness of the Raiders is in the future.
Yeah, we always look ahead, but a lot to look back on. And this Sunday, there'll be more when the Raiders host the Washington Redskins. Jim Plunkett rejoins me on the Silver and Black Show. Of course, this will be the return game of former Raider senior executive Bruce Allen and former Raider head coach Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, a few guys coming back into the house. I haven't been here before. A lot of people have respect for certainly Bruce Allen. Mike Shanahan kind of struggled when he was with the Raiders. Didn't last two full seasons, but he's back in town.
Bruce was the executive vice president, general manager, Al Davis's right-hand man from 1996 through 2003. He was the executive year in the NFL in 2002. We've not seen him back in Oakland since he left. They are off to an 0-3 start. They made the playoffs last year. This is a struggling football team that you know is going to be desperate on Sunday.
Oh, they certainly will be. They'll probably pull out all stops. RG3 seems to be getting better as far as his knee is concerned, running the ball a little bit more than he did the first two games of the season. So you got to be prepared for what he's going to do on the football field. But, you know, last year they got off to a slow start as well, probably not quite as bad as this one, but you know they had a big run during the end of the season that got them into the playoffs.
And of course, D'Angelo Hall, who was briefly a Raider a few years ago, is back. He's already had a pick six this year and also scooped up a fumble in the season opener, took that back for a score, so he is capable of making big plays. Many thanks to Lamar Houston for dropping by on the Silver and Black Show, and as always, the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. I think you are ready. It's not quite a rematch of Super Bowl 18. We like the outcome of that game, Plunkett over Theismann. It is the Raiders against the Washington Redskins on Sunday. Enjoy the football game.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silver and Black Productions.